Hello, trainers, and welcome to PokéCast Go. I'm your host, Professor Maple.
I'm Professor Sequoia.
Let's get to our Pokémon news.
Sorry for not being here last week, fellow Pokémon trainers. We had scheduling things.
Life happens.
A bummer. Which is unfortunate because we had a ton of stuff, especially with our sleeping Snorlaxes and all the new Pokémon game information out there. Most notably, I think, Pokémon Sleep.
I haven't actually heard anything about it. I don't know. I didn't even know it was going to it was in conjunction with a new game.
Yes, it's a new game, part of Niantic's crusade to make all of us healthier. Here we're walking, now we can get good sleep schedules.
I mean, if Fitbit hasn't done that to me yet, I don't think Pokemon will.
It sounds like it's just an incentivized Fitbit. It tracks your sleep and then gives you, like, rewards and stuff in the morning.
Okay.
So it's just Fitbit, Pokemon Go combined.
It's Fitbit sleep with Pokemon rewards.
Yeah, which I'm super into. But obviously, we saw a lot of those sleeping Snorlaxes.
Yeah, I got a few.
Hopefully, me too. And it's kind of cool that they had Yawn. That really makes me think they're going to start doing status effects. This is the first move that we've seen that is technically a status effect.
So, yeah, are they going to do it for PvP only, or are they going to make it for raids as well? I don't think they're going to do it for raids, because there's so many people involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to see. It's probably coming down the pipeline. We haven't really seen any leaks or anything about it. It's just a lot of speculation at this point.
I bet you that wouldn't be hard for them to do, because they have moves that, like, boost stats.
Exactly.
So
I'm really excited to hopefully see that coming through. Hopefully everybody saw our post on Twitter at GoPokeCast that those Snorlaxes were a guaranteed catch with your Pogo Plus, or a guaranteed catch with your third Pokeball, so you didn't waste any Ultra Balls or anything, or berries trying to catch it on the first or second.
Wish I knew that.
Well, you know what? You should follow our Twitter.
I should follow the Twitter more often. I really don't.
I know.
Well, it comes and goes, because I just don't use Twitter.
That's fair.
Yeah, because I definitely threw a whole bunch of Pokeballs away doing that and wasted some berries.
Yeah, like a 0.01 something percent chance you could catch it on the first ball, but it was not enough chance to make it warrant.
I think I caught one or two like that way.
On the first one. Definitely not on the second one.
Oh well. Such is life.
So that's over now as Adventure Week starts. Before we get into Adventure Week, we have the return of Cresselia.
And a slew of, I think, new raid bosses or just a few updates?
Just a few updates with the Burmese especially. Again, I posted about that because I finally have all three and I'm so excited. Trash, Leaf, and Sandy Coat was the one I was missing. Although, still no females, which is kind of a bummer because those are the ones that evolve into Wormadon instead of Mothim.
Okay.
It's a whole thing. I talked about it on our last podcast.
Okay.
About how they have special evolution things.
Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah. So we are getting a raid shakeup again, though, with Adventure Week starting.
Yep.
Like I said, Cresselia has returned to raids. They will be in raids until June 18th. And the fun fact about those is they are now a shiny chance. After June 18th, Kyogre is returning until June 27th. After that, Groudon is returning until July 10th. Again, Kyogre and Groudon both also have the shiny chance, which would be amazing. We'll see what happens with those.
Have we got an update on the research breakthrough? I haven't heard anything on that in a long time.
Jirachi.
Oh.
It's not been announced, but there was some data mining done, and they found Jirachi tasks within the data mining.
I think I saw
it's
that.
Still unclear if it's going to be... It's still unclear if it's going to be all I can hear is the cat. You're okay, I promise. Okay.
No, the weekly breakthrough, not the special
task. Oh, the weekly breakthrough. I think those are still just the birds. Well, not the birds, actually. The Latios, Latias, Ho-Oh, Lugia.
Yeah.
Those are the special birds,
not the elemental birds.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And they all also have a shiny chance. I still haven't gotten one, but one day.
I think I've got one out of the big raid days they had.
Did you?
No, I didn't. That was for the first elemental birds.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing for the two jet birds or...
Jet birds.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call them.
They are kind of jet birds.
Or the other two.
Yeah. And more raid information coming up later on. But first, we want to get to Adventure Week that is starting today.
Yeah, all kinds of junk.
If you're listening to this today, which is June 4th, it's going through next week, Tuesday, June 11th. And we're going to see a lot of...
1 p.m. Pacific.
Correct.
So it should be live for us mountain people.
for us mountain people?
Nope.
It should be live in from this exact time, 37 minutes, but I'm guaranteed you're not listening to this as I'm speaking. That's into true. This microphone.
As we are speaking, it is about 1:30, so...
This episode will probably go up an hour or two after it's live.
So it should be live by the time this is live.
Yes.
Anyway.
So you'll notice a lot more rock-type Pokemon spawning, as well as hatching out of your 2K eggs.
And raids.
And raids, yep. Geodudes, Rhyhorns, Omanyte, Aran, Lilip, Anorith.
I could do some more Arans. Onix.
Me too! I got 100% one, and I don't have enough candy. I know, now you're shaking your head at me. Okay.
I'm jelly.
I know.
I still need a shiny one. I really want a shiny Aran more than I think anything else.
I found one when I was in Hong Kong, like a year or something ago.
Mm.
I didn't even know they could be shiny. I was really excited.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if Onix is going to be out in the wild or if he's just going to be in the raids.
Well, because the big thing, obviously, is that Onix can be shiny, starting with this adventure week, along with Lilip and Anorith. But I think, at least I am most excited for the Onix.
He's a weird mossy green.
Yeah, but when you evolve him to Steelix, he's like golden.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's really cool. Along with that, so Onix will be coming out of 2K eggs, which is kind of nice. Along with Larvitars, Lilips, Anorith, and Shieldian.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yes.
Except I have nothing. I need to clear up my 5Ks.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I feel like I always get stuck with like a bunch of 5Ks because it's probably just because I never walk them. But so those are coming out of 2K eggs, Onix, Larvitar, Lilip, Anorith, and Shieldian. The only one not shiny out of those, by the way, is Shieldian.
Yep.
Yep.
4 times buddy candies.
That's
so
cool.
If you got something that you need a bunch of candies on, switch them out.
Yep.
And start walking.
Make sure you have that adventure sync turned on.
Oh my gosh. Do you know how nice that was wandering around Comic-Con all weekend?
I bet.
I hatched like a 10K, a 5K, and half of another 10K.
You know, I was camping last weekend, and I was just, like, hiking around and stuff, and I just made sure my phone was in my back pocket the whole time, because even though I had no service, I still got all that walking. Seriously, if it's not on, at least just for this week, I would highly recommend turning on Adventure Sync.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole bunch of rewards, too, as well with that.
Yeah, if you walk 50 kilometers, you get 50,000 Stardust.
And 15 rare candy.
That is probably on top of whatever else you get.
Yes. But in order to get that, even if you walk 50 kilometers just with your phone, you have to have Adventure Sync turned on.
Yes.
Even if it's not through Adventure Sync, you get the 50 kilometers, you need to have Adventure Sync turned on to get those rewards.
Okay.
So,
good
again,
to know.
Make sure those rewards are turned on. Make sure you're getting all of that awesome stuff. Plus that 4 times buddy candy.
Yeah,
insane.
Walk those buddies. And same as last year, new Pokestops.
Ten
you get
times.
10 times XP on the first spin of a new stop.
Yep, which is very cool. I know I'm going to be driving to places I don't normally drive and start walking around there just this week.
Yep, I know that was a big thing last year. But a lot of people who played a lot, like they have most of their area covered, so they have to like drive halfway across town or to the other side of town to get it.
I know, it's so hard because I feel like if you're around where you live, everything now is just, you've probably spun it at least once.
Yep, but with a lucky egg, that's 4,100 experience per new stop.
Yeah, so get on that.
So go find a fun little downtown area that you haven't been to, throw a lucky egg on, walk around and spin them all.
Right.
What else we got?
We're going to have special research tasks.
Yeah, themed field research tasks.
We don't have the exact ones right now.
No information yet on those.
Probably because it hasn't gone out yet. It's not live.
Do they ever release those beforehand?
No, but usually you can find them.
I mean, it's probably going to be rock themed, that kind of stuff.
I would think so. Actually,
with
I'm pretty
probably,
sure it's on Twitter. If you go to our Twitter, again, at GoPokeCast, we have the Datamined one up. There's new avatar items for GoFest 2019, a shirt. And then we're getting things for Rune Maniac and Backpacker, which would be a backpack, hat, shirt, and shoes for Rune Maniac. And the Backpacker would be a backpack, shirt, pants, and shoes. So those are our new avatar items with Adventure Week. For our Adventure Week, we don't know the rewards or anything yet. Again, sorry about that. We'll know it when it's live and we will tweet it. But right now, what's been data mined is there's like a catch blank Aran, evolve Lilip or Anorith, hatch X eggs, spin X Pokestops you haven't visited before, spin 25 Pokestops, earn X candies walking with your buddy and catch X Almanite or Kabuto. Keep a lookout for those. Again, as soon as we have an updated list, once it's alive and we can have confirmation, we will tweet it. So keep an eye on our Twitter find the information there.
Most of these are going to be 3, 5, or 10, because that's
typical. Most likely. Or 1.
Or 1.
But if you keep an eye out...
I bet you for the eggs, it's probably going to be 1, 3, and 5.
Yeah, the eggs I feel like are always 1, 3, and 5.
Pokestops is probably going to be 5 and 10. Yeah. Or just 10.
5 or 10.
Candies is either going to be 3 or 10, or 3 or 5.
Yeah, we'll see.
Is that it for the adventure week?
I think that's about it. Just for reference, if anybody wants to know, the shiny Lilip is green with yellow flowers, and then the evolution is red. It's almost like it's like flipped with the evolution. And the shiny Anorith is kind of a brownish red.
Kind of a rust.
Yeah, kind of rusty looking.
He's
kind of
cool, actually. I like him.
He's cool. And then he's just completely red, essentially, when he evolves.
Yeah.
But that's our big news for Adventure Week. Good luck with your shinies, everyone.
Yeah.
So along with Adventure Week, Slack Off Community Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so that's Sunday, Saturday, June 8th.
Was it Saturday?
Yeah, I'm getting my EX Raid Pass on Sunday.
Getting confused with it.
Yeah, so this is Saturday, June 8th. Sorry, my EX Raid Pass is Sunday, June 9th. I just keep confusing the two.
June 8th, 3 to 6 local time.
Correct. For this, our featured Pokemon is Slakoth.
Ugh, Slakoth.
It's cute, though. It's like pink. It's like when you were looking for Mareeps and you found pink ones.
Oh, those pink Mareeps.
They were like cotton candy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also, what I really like about this, I don't know if you saw, but the way they teased this community, or I guess not teased, but like announced the Pokemon, is like they made a little video about Slakoth in the real world.
I didn't catch that one.
It was so cute, and I hope they announce all their next ones like that, because it was adorable. It started with like a woman dragging her foot, and there were like 5 Slakoths attached in like a chain. It was really cute.
All I remember seeing are, I think, the runner-ups and honorable mentions and just photos of the day for the AR contest.
Oh, yeah.
There were some really good ones.
There were really good ones.
But, well, we'll get to that in a second.
Right, well, anyway, about this community day.
Yep.
The exclusive move has not yet been announced. Lures, as always, are going to last 3 hours.
So don't throw them on beforehand.
Correct. And our bonus is going to be that 4th egg hatching distance.
Ooh, that'll be nice.
It'll be with our 4th buddy candy still, because Adventure Week will still be going on. Oh, so if you need a 3-hour window to force yourself to go out and walk around, that is the 3-hour window, 3 to 6.
Heck yeah.
Saturday, June 8th. It'll be exciting.
Yeah. So what's he look like?
He's pink.
I haven't seen a picture of him yet.
He's not quite as pink as Mareep is. He's like a soft pink.
Mareep was pretty pink.
Mareep is pretty pink.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
He's kind of a cotton candy pink.
He is, yeah, he's...
It's like a clown nose. That's a little disturbing.
He does kind of a clown nose.
Visigoth
and Slaking
are just slightly different.
Yeah, they're not quite as noticeably
shiny. I actually kind of like them because they're a little bit more like realistic instead of cartoony.
True. They're just kind of a shade, like their whites are just kind of a shade darker.
Yeah, the Visigoth is like kind of a yellow eggshell.
Yeah.
And the Slakoth is a pinker nose and darker overall.
Yeah, and his
which I kind of like.
Not really mane. His collar, I guess, and his hair are just like yellowish brown instead of a white. I love the Slakoths. They're just pink and happy and fun and hanging out. Good luck with all of your shiny hunting then.
Yep.
Yes. The last thing we were going to talk about on this podcast is the introduction of our legendary hours on Wednesdays for the month of June.
That just got announced, though, because after all their testing of, like,
legendary lunch hours,
legendary happy hours, and...
I don't think there was a happy hour.
Well, I think that's what they called it, right?
No, they called it legendary hour.
Oh.
It was a family-friendly game.
I thought they called it legendary happy hour. Well, they decided 6 to 7 local Wednesdays.
Wednesdays in June. And it's going to just follow the same shiny schedule. So for the first 2 Wednesdays, it's going to be Cresselia. And for the second 2 Wednesdays, it's going to be Kyogre. I'm really excited that I finally get to participate in those. It's finally at a time that I can actually do.
Oh, not to backtrack or anything, but I just found something that says Body Slam is going to be the exclusive move. I wouldn't take that into anything too seriously. But
unconfirmed. Maybe Body Slam.
That makes sense, because that's...
Kat agrees with you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Kat. Anyway, research... not research. Raid hours.
Raid hours are going to just be more legendaries popping up during those times.
Is it more, or is it just, like, exclusively legendaries for that hour? I imagine that they're just kind of, like, the normal, like, raid hours, or just, like, anything that doesn't currently have a raid or have an EX raid on it or scheduled for it will just pop a legendary for an hour.
Yeah.
Or they'll have, like, a 15-20 minutes egg, and then it'll hatch at 6 o'clock, and then you have an hour to go battle the raid. I imagine if I had read up on the rest of the legendary hours, I would know this, but...
Yeah, so it's not like those, like the Lapras day was, where it's just anything that's not an EX raid. It's just that it's more common to have 5-star raids. So it's going to be... it's a lot more common.
Okay.
So it's not that everything suddenly is a Cresselia or a Kyogre, depending on the day, but gyms, you know, instead of 2 out of your gyms being a legendary raid, 5 of them are.
Okay.
It's just more common during that time. Which I'm excited for, because I want to go shiny hunting for Cresselias.
I'd take another one of them.
I don't have one yet. That's the one I missed.
You never got one?
No, because when you were there, I came like 2 minutes late and it was already finished.
Oh, dang.
I couldn't find any more raids of people. Like, during community day and stuff, there were no legendary raids. So, I didn't have anybody to do it with.
Oh, such is life.
That's okay. It comes back, and I'll get a shiny one.
Yeah, that's why I'm never really worried about, like, missing stuff, because they've been pretty good about bringing stuff back eventually.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
Which is nice, because I...
Except for the EX raids.
Yeah, which...
Which is fine.
I like.
That's... Well, you need some They're kind exclusive. Of exclusivity.
Yeah. Well, it's good, because I never even attempted the jet birds when they were out, and now that they're in the research task, I have them both.
Well, it's luckily. Fun that you can, that they come back as, like, a shiny chance. Yep. So if you already got it when it was first out, there's still incentive for you to do it.
Yep. I mean, other than candy and because. Well,
true. Candy and experience and all that jazz, but yeah. Anyway, I think that is our news for...
Other than the photo contest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the Go Create Challenge... Winner was
this one. That was so cool.
Part of Keith Lappening. Lappening. I'm sorry if I've mispronounced his name. He had a I think it's like a little laser cutout.
So he made a laser frame. Cutout of the Mew and Mewtwo.
Like,
and
their Mew, ball fight thing.
Yes, and he has Mew as part of the cutout, and Mewtwo is the Pokemon that's being
thrown out into the AR, and
it's it really was cool.
Super creative. I really like it.
And if you haven't seen it, you should really look it up. It's amazing. The runner up
was a Jigglypuff,
and everybody's asleep.
That was a good one. I love that one.
Who did that one?
That is by, I think, Instagram user Glendale Ketchum.
Glendale Ketchum.
Oh, and then the other run up was Detective Pikachu
by at the top
Pokemon
secret.
Hartlepool.
Yes,
looking at top through secret top secret files.
But anyway, good job to everybody. This was so cool.
Yeah, I hope they do that
really
again.
Amazing. I hope so too. That was a lot of fun.
Like that's a good way. It's a good way to of like interaction.
It is.
And it gets people using the AR, which is pretty cool. Like it's a cool addition because of Pokemon itself so well
the
to this format.
Of it, like just the fact that it is an augmented reality game lends itself so well to doing these kind of AR photo challenges.
Yep.
Of like how well can you integrate it into reality.
Yep. I hope they just keep doing it and keep improving it.
Me too. That was a really cool thing. But congratulations to all those winners.
Yeah.
Enjoy Pokemon Go Fest, which is happening pretty soon.
Yeah, Chicago's in
the
July,
13th.
Right?
13th. June. Chicago's is in like next week.
I've lost track of days again.
Clearly you have.
I don't know what day it is.
I don't know what date it is. I will be out of the country for it, but we'll still be giving updates. We'll just have to figure it out.
Yep.
If you have any Pokemon Go questions for us, please email us at pokecastgo.podcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter @GoPokecast.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see everyone next week.